Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on cabinet decisions. The participants are Sandeep Phukan, political analyst, and Neelav Srivastav, journalist.
The Union Cabinet today met under the chairmanship of the Prime Minister. It approved three major decisions. These are all related to infrastructure and power sector, including one connecting a rail metro network in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. One of the decisions is about construction of a hydroelectric project, power project in Arunachal Pradesh, and also semiconductor project in three states. We go one by one. First, I think the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs decision, this is a part of the Cabinet, and this is about the Cabinet approving an investment proposal for the construction of 700 megawatt hydroelectric power project in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh. And this has got an outlay of ₹8,146 crores. The completion time here is around 6 years. Sandeep, what exactly is the importance of this decision? I would like to understand from you. Before that, we will just listen to what the Union Information and Broadcasting Minister has to say about it.
आप सब जानते हैं कि क्लीन एनर्जी के मामले में माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दुनिया में एक बहुत बड़ा एग्जाम्पल सेट किया. अभी हाल ही में आपने सबने न्यूज देखी है, भारत की नॉन फॉसिल फ्यूल यानी क्लीन एनर्जी की कैपेसिटी ऑलरेडी 50% से अधिक हो गई. बहुत ही गौरव की बात है, क्योंकि दुनिया के कई समृद्ध देश भी ऐसा क्लेम नहीं कर सकते जो भारत ने अचीव किया है, और जो 2030 के टारगेट थे वो पहले ही अचीव कर लिए.
आई वॉज आस्किंग अबाउट द पावर प्रोजेक्ट डिसीजन इन अरुणाचल प्रदेश. हाउ इज दैट इम्पोर्टेंट?
दिस इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट. एज यू राइटली सेड इन योर ओपनिंग रिमार्क्स दैट अरुणाचल इज अ बॉर्डर स्टेट, एंड इट इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट दैट द इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट इन बॉर्डर स्टेट्स डू नॉट गेट हैम्पर्ड बिकॉज ऑफ ज्योग्राफिकल इश्यूज और टेरेन. एंड एज वी नो दैट दीज एरियाज आर नॉट इजीली एक्सेसिबल, दे आर ऑल्सो वेदर डिपेंडेंट. So, you know, these projects actually aim to achieve many things. Number one, as you well know, that this is a hydroelectric project. This is phase two of the project that seeks to generate about 700 megawatts of electricity. And this is clean energy. This is non-polluting energy. You're not using fossil fuels. You're not using coal. There's no pollution. In any case, Arunachal is one of the cleanest states in terms of atmosphere there. Second part is that apart from an emphasis on clean energy, the second part is that, you know, essentially these are run-of-the-river projects, hydroelectric projects. It'll be executed by a public sector undertaking that was specifically set up to execute such projects. It's called NEEPCO, Northeastern Electric Power Corporation. And it's a mini Ratna company, and they would actually, in collaboration with the government of Arunachal Pradesh, they would build this project over the next 6 years. 72 months is the timeline which has been given. And this will vastly improve connectivity in the area. This will, apart from generating electricity in that region, 12% of which will actually be eligible for free power distribution to the state of Arunachal, because it's their resource that is being harnessed. The other major improvement or takeaways from such projects is that, you know, you will build roads, you will build bridges, the connectivity will improve, and these are also, in terms of weather, these are difficult terrains, you know. So that is, of course, one aspect. The environmental aspect is one aspect that the government of India has to be very careful about, because these are ecologically fragile areas. So I'm sure that any project of this scale would have done the environmental impact assessment and would have gone ahead only after getting the EIA approvals. But that said, it's very important in terms of connectivity, setting up permanent infrastructure, roads, bridges, and also generating electricity, and more so because this is a border state bordering Tibet and China. So it is of strategic, not just economic value, but it's also of strategic value to build these projects there.
The second decision that the cabinet gave it approval today was about this semiconductor manufacturing unit. This is coming up in Odisha, Punjab, and Andhra Pradesh, three states. I understand that these are projects in some other states also. We will get to know it from you. We know that the importance of semiconductor in all our lives, whether it is your electric vehicle, whether it is your electronics and gadgets, semiconductors are very, very vital for the functioning or maybe for the very ignition of such devices. India Semiconductor Mission, this is the flagship scheme for the
ISM,
government.
The India Semiconductor Mission.
And we know that semiconductors are required in variety of sectors, in variety of domains, including telecom, automotive, automobiles, consumer electronics, industrial electronics. So how is this important? Why is this important?
See, you've already spelled out the areas where we, you know, from space technology to the mobile phone that you use to the cars that we drive these days, there is semiconductor in everything. There is chip, semiconductor, and why is it so important for us to depend on ourselves? Because, I mean, in a globalized world, ideally you would think that, you know, you get stuff from elsewhere and you make it here. But it's important to maintain the independence of your supply chain. I'll give you an example. For example, you know, there was no issue in the supply of semiconductor before the start of the Russia-Ukraine war. But as soon as the Russia-Ukraine war broke out, there is a particular gas called neon gas. 70 to 90% of neon gas is supplied by Ukraine, which is used in the manufacturing of semiconductors. So similarly, there are other ingredients which Russia specializes in. So as a direct result, impact of the war, one thing that we saw, because see, as I said, that in a globalized world, you get components from all over the world and you manufacture a product, the final product in our country. Our automobile industry had to take a big hit because supply had become scarce in terms of consumer. The waiting time had gone up, whereas earlier you could book a car and expect to get delivery of the same car in 15 days or at the max a month. Here you had to wait for months, 6 months. I mean, I personally had to wait, you know, when I booked a car a couple of years ago, the waiting period that I was given was 6 months.
And the reason was semiconductors.
The reason was, of course, that they were having a supply chain issue.
Yeah.
And so that's why there was a long queue. And this was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2023. So the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, these things, of course, you cannot change the situation immediately because a semiconductor plant takes a lot of time to come up. Hopefully, one semiconductor plant will come up, manufacturing facility will come up in my home state, in Assam, by the end of the year. The state government is really giving a push. There is one in Gujarat. But as I said, that this is an area where the government has put in focus because, you know, you really can't develop in terms of a developed economy unless you develop these high-end cutting-edge technology. And semiconductor is sort of the right step in that direction to achieving that goal. So, I mean, given today's geopolitical situation, given different hostilities in different parts of the world, it's difficult. From your electric vehicle to your mobile phone, everywhere you need a chip. It's always important that, you know, these things should have actually taken place 15 years ago or 20 years ago. But nonetheless, a start has been made. And I think in the next few years, we should hope to become, and, you know, it's not just self-reliance. It's not just Atmanirbharta. But once you develop the technology, I mean, look at space technology. You know, we all know that how Vikram Sarabhai had started, you know, parts of the satellite being carried on his bicycle and, you know, trying out the first space mission. And look today where we are with Indian Space Research Organization. I mean, you know, 50 years is not a very long period
in the life of a country,
the life of a nation. And look at the giant leaps that, I mean, we are in a different league altogether that very few countries can boast of.
Right.
We are sending satellites of other people on our launch vehicles. So I think it's a very far-reaching and a far-sighted policy. The results may take a few years, but it will show, and it'll be very positive, both for the economy and also in terms of technology.
So semiconductors and the production capacity for the manufacturing sector in the country vis-a-vis semiconductors, not only important for self-dependence, self-reliance, but also for clean energy, because electric vehicles are one of the major beneficiaries, so which is the direct source for the manufacture of electric vehicles, largely depends on the supply of semiconductors. And I think this was also explained by the Union Minister, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, during his press interaction after the cabinet decision. We'll listen to it first and move to the next segment after that.
आज 4 सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, 2 उड़ीसा में, 1 पंजाब में और 1 आंध्रा में। आप जानते हैं कि 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है, उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। और साथ ही साथ जो इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग अपनी बहुत अच्छी आगे बढ़ी है, उससे भी सेमीकंडक्टर की डिमांड लगातार बढ़ती जा रही है। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम, डिजाइन, वेफर, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, पैकेजिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
The third and the last decision of the Union Cabinet today was on urban transportation, and this is to do with Uttar Pradesh's capital city of Lucknow, where the second phase, or to say phase 1B of the metro rail project has been sanctioned. Now, this particular project will run for about a length of about 11.16 kilometers. We'll have 12 metro stations, and essentially in the old part of Lucknow city, which is obviously very congested. The outlay for this project is about 5,801 crores. Before we go to Mr. Phukan, we'll first listen to what the Union Minister Mr. Vaishnav had to say about this decision.
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B, ये फेज 1A नॉर्थ से साउथ वाला जो कि अभी ऑलरेडी चल रहा है, मुंशी पुलिया से लेके अमौसी CCS एयरपोर्ट तक। फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक का, ईस्ट वेस्ट नॉर्थ साउथ। तो इन दोनों फेजेस के होने से, ईस्ट वेस्ट नॉर्थ साउथ की कनेक्टिविटी होने से, लखनऊ में सभी नागरिकों को, सभी रेजिडेंट्स को एक बहुत अच्छी फैसिलिटी मिलेगी।
Mr. Phukan, metros are very important. The metro rail network is very important for urban cities and large cities like Delhi or Lucknow, maybe Bangalore. This time it is Lucknow. What are the salient points of this particular decision or the feature?
Well, as you said, that this is the phase 2 or phase 1B, let's say. If we consider this as continuation of the first phase, then this is the second part of the first phase. This envisages 11.165 kilometers, and totally I think it'll become 34 kilometers in all. There are 12 stations. 7 stations will be underground and 5 elevated stations. Now, largely because these underground stations will actually connect the old city area, old city of Lucknow. And as you know that these are extremely, as you rightly said, that these are densely populated, congested areas. So, areas like Yahya Ganj, Aminabad, Pandey Ganj. And these are also extremely popular in terms of tourist footfalls. You have Bara Imam Bara, you have the Chota Imam Bara, Bhul Bhulaiya, the King George Medical University. So these are very important landmarks of the city. These are areas where you see extremely high footfall of people, local people as well as tourists. And these are also areas which are narrow, congested, and it is difficult for vehicle to have easy maneuverability. There'll be traffic jams, which means pollution, your waiting time will go up. You know, personally, for example, if I have to go to Old Delhi, I always prefer the metro, because I know that what something that I can do in half an hour, if I were to take my car there, I think I would consider myself lucky if I can come back in a couple of hours' time. That's the kind of heavy traffic that we see. Pollution is another issue. And of course, finding a parking space. So it's for passenger convenience that it is most essential. And last but not the least, in monsoon season, the metro could be a savior if you are faced with water roads. So I am always for more metro and more connectivity to ease commute of urban people.
Right. So these three major projects sanctioned by the Government of India today, we are going to see the results in some years from now. But as we discussed during this interaction, these are very, very important decisions which will bring about a self-reliance within the cities, within the country itself. Thank you very much for sharing your points, Mr. Phukan.
Thank you so much for having me, Hova.
You were listening to a discussion on cabinet decisions. The participants were Sandeep Phukan, political analyst, and Neelav Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.